Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to spread the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to place you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of you that's behind prison bars, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world, to let you know Jesus come to open up the prison doors and to set you free. Now, to those of you that's in the free world, you feel like, well, because you're not in a physical prison, you're fine. But that's not true. If you're living in sin, you're in the prison house of sin. And you got preachers, you got church people, you got people on the streets sinning and doing wrong and feel like they can't get free. But Jesus come to open up the prison doors and bring you out the prison house of sin. Yes, he did. I'm telling you. We're talking about a successful Christian. We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. And those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, Paul was saying in Galatians, the 6th chapter, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye that are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness. Considering thyself, lest you be tempted. I'm telling you, it's time to pick up the pieces. Don't throw in the towels, young Christians. Feel like you can't live it. True, man is weak, but Jesus come as the second man, Adam, to give you strength to live a Christian life. That's why he came into the world. That's why he shed his blood on Calvary's cross. Because he wanted to put his life in us and give us the power to be strong, to be able to resist temptation, be able to live a life with the devil under your feet. Amen. That's what Jesus come to do. He come to give you that power to be a child of God. That's come through sanctification. Amen. Let the Lord breathe in your soul and sanctify your holy. I'm telling you, then you got that power to live that life. The devil don't want you to receive that blood. He wants you to just look at it and admire it, talk about it, like some Christians do. But I'm here to let you know, Jesus wants to come in us. And when he comes in us and breathe that life in us, then we'll be able to live this life that I preach and talk about. Preachers need to understand this. It's not enough to just admire and talk about the blood. It's not enough to sin and repent every day. But you need to get Jesus to come on the inside and breathe a life in your soul and sanctify your holy. When he sanctify your holy, he'll root out that Adam nature of sin and place in us the nature of Christ. That's the new birth being boned again. And when that new birth comes in us, then we'll be able to have that power to resist the temptation of Satan. And the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus, like it did in the third chapter of Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus rose over the Jordan River, the Holy Ghost descended like a dove, and it landed on Jesus. And when you receive that blood, the life of Christ in us, then you are candidate to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that with fire, to seal you up until the day of redemption, till Jesus come and take you home. That's the power to help you to become a successful Christian. Praise God. Amen. People get up from the altar too early. Just because you go to the altar and confess your sins and say, Lord, come in my life and get a little touch of God, you think you got it. But that's not enough. You need to work your salvation out. You need to stay on that altar.
Amen.
Pray and ask the Lord to sanctify your holy. Let him breathe the life in your soul. Just because you got a little touch on the altar don't mean you're filled with the Holy Ghost like some people teach and preach. Amen. I'm telling you, you need to work your salvation out. Amen. So you'll be able to live the life to please God and be ready to go to heaven. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Missionary Velvet, amen. Praise God. Pick up where you left off at in Galatians, the sixth chapter. Amen.
Galatians 6 and 2. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fear for the law of Christ. But if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself.
Amen. Bear ye one another's burdens. Amen. I'm telling you, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And that's the love of Christ, to bear one another's burdens. And I'm telling you, love will help people to be a successful Christian, to help you so the enemy won't pull you out there in sin. I'm telling you, amen. It's time to come out of sin. It's time to crucify the flesh. It's time to die and be dead to sin. Get the devil back all his stuff. Because the Bible says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. So why mess with death? A little while of pleasure is not worth your soul dying, going to hell for eternity. I know people are trying to, amen, talk like, amen, hell don't exist. All of that, just because you act like it don't exist, don't make it go away. The threat of hell is still there. And if people don't repent and turn their heart to Christ, get rid of sin, that's where sin is going to take them to that terrible place called hell. Amen. Now, I'm telling you the truth. Praise God. I'm telling you the truth. And people need to understand and know that. But love is giving you a chance to turn your life totally to Christ. Give your life to Christ. Dedicate your life to Christ. Say, Lord, I give my life totally unto you. Forgive me of my sin. Lord, if you forgive me, I'll live for you. Then stay on the altar. Don't just get up, feel like that's all, because that's not all. But work your salvation out. Pray and ask the Lord to sanctify your holy. And let the Lord breathe in your soul and sanctify you. Praise God. Amen. So you'll be able to be a child of God. Praise God. Amen. Preachers need to get sanctified. I'm telling you. Church members need to get sanctified. Deacons and all of them need to get sanctified. You get sanctified through the blood, you'll be able to live a life with victory over sin. And you won't be falling by the wayside. I'm telling you, we're going to continue this powerful message of teachings in our next broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner.
If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to breathe in their souls. Sanctify them holy. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in their heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, amen. Eye disease. Lord, open up that, amen. Heal and deliver. Lord, cause them to breathe good. Amen. Praise God. Emphysema of the lungs. Lord, deliver the people and set them free from emphysema. Lord, do these things, Lord God. Lord, amen. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Deliver them from what the devil got them tied to. Lord, put them on the right track. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, you are healed. Amen. Praise God for your deliverance. Write me and tell me about it. So, since Missionary Velvet and I can rejoice with you, here come my welcome companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. The Lord is good. The Lord is merciful. The song says that the Lord gave me, I wrote several years ago, there is hope. No matter what you're going through, there is hope. Don't give up. Hang on in there. Because you are God's greatest creation. And you are made in his image. And that's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to restore you, to redeem you, to revive you. Then put you back in your rightful place with him. God can do that. So believe that message and prayer that Ella Holmes just gave us. Those that are in and behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. I often say and never get tired, Jesus, if he has to reach way down, he will pick you up. He will do it. He's a God that cannot lie. He will pick you up. Those on the free web, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. The Lord can pick you up too. The Lord can redeem you, restore you. Remember that God loved with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, glory, 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 hallelujah. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is able to perform so that God can restore you. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord will open up doors. Amen. To get into these jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that's behind prison bars. Those in the free world, click into our website. Learn more about our ministry at the Heaven Bound Train website. Amen. We have sent a lot of Bibles, all free to prisoners, out. Both Spanish and English, out to prisoners. Praise God. Amen. So our ministry is being a blessing to those that behind prison bars. So today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.